Hello, this is Joe McGee. You know, we've been doing seminars across the country for years. Seminars on marriage, parenting, men, money, and family. We want to encourage you to email us and let us know if this podcast has helped you. Or maybe you have joined us live at one of our seminars. If you have a testimony, you just want to tell us what God's doing in your life, please email us at mail@joemcgeeministries.com, or you can contact us through our website, joemcgeeministries.com. There you will find helpful articles and tools to help you grow in God, your marriage, and your family. We love you guys. We hope you enjoy the podcast. Hello, everybody. It's Joe and Angel. Welcome to another Mailbag Monday, where we answer questions from people that have sent in, mailed in, texted in. So, Angel, we've got a lot of questions to answer today. Let's just jump in where we can.
Okay, Joe, if one of your kids were planning on getting married to someone that you can see through, and you know it's going to end badly, how much is too much in trying to steer things a different direction? I know my child is an adult, but isn't it my job as a parent to not allow them to do something that's going to end up hurting them?
Well, real good question, but we'll just take it legally first before we get spiritually. Legally, if they're 18, you can't tell them to do anything. They're an adult in America. If they go to court, and you go to court and they sue, they're an adult.
Yeah, and, but that's not the question.
Well, I know that, but that's where you got to start, because if you push too hard and they do get married and it, for whatever reason, it does work out, you're going to be the bad dog forever.
That is a fact.
So you're going to burn your own bridge. So I've heard so many testimonies dealing with families for the last 40 years. Don't burn your bridge. If you ask me, I'll tell you. What do you think about me marrying them? I don't think it's good. I don't think it's going to turn out. But I'll support you any way I can. I love you. But if you ask me, I'll tell you the truth. Were you going to come to the wedding? Sure. I'll buy a gift, eat cake, throw some rice at you. You know, but I don't agree with it, but I'll be nice to them. I'm going to pray for you every day. I just don't agree with it. There's just some things I don't see it. And I'm not God. I may be missing God. You got to be bluntly honest. I'm not God. Maybe I'm missing, but I don't think I am. And so.
Well, I had a son, and I've shared some of this before.
Yes, you have.
But he got involved in a relationship, and I did not handle it well at all. I came out guns blazing, and she was a piece of work, let me tell you. But it was rough, and it put a strain on all of us.
Yes.
And it, to this day, if her name comes up, my son will drop his head. Thank God he went on and married a sweet
great
girl.
Yeah, yes, he did.
But so you know what? Really, the best thing to do. I mean, I think you can guide them and answer their questions, but the best thing you can do is pray for them.
Yes.
That God would give them wisdom. And
take blindness from the blind, light in the eye, send laborers across their path. Yeah. But you cannot lie to them. Now, what you're doing is very good in a sense. You cannot lie. Mom, what do you think? I don't think it's God, sugar. I'll support you any way I can, but no, I think you're missing God.
Yeah.
But I'll support you in every way I can.
And try your best. I know it's a very emotional issue, but try your best when you respond to not be emotional, because that could shut them down from hearing.
And you need to understand, even if you're dealing with the potential spouse, you got to smile when you see them, but you got to tell them the truth. I don't like you marrying my child. I don't think it's right. I don't think it's good.
Well, now, Joe, if they do get married, that's not going to go over well. Some people don't remember.
Well, what you got to do is once you jump off that bridge, I'll support you. But before you get off the bridge, no, I don't think it's God. I'm going to be real calm. I'm not going to yell. I'm not going to prevent you from coming to my house. I'm going to answer the phone if you call. If you come over, I'm going to feed you, you know.
Right.
Let you use the bathroom, whatever. But I'm going to tell you the truth. Do you agree with this? No, I don't agree with it. I don't think it's right. Maybe I'm missing God, but I don't think it's right. I'm not going to lie about it. I think as a parent, you're both missing God.
And I think it's okay to tell them what your concerns are.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
So, but boy, and get every prayer partner you know to light up the prayer time.
And that's
with you.
True. Please do not think lightly of that. Man, you've got two or three people at church you can get a hold of. Hey, I need some agreement. And I've always had two guys I've always called if I was in real deep trouble, pastor friends that I've known for years, decades. Hey, guys, and they know, hey, I got a situation, I need you to pray. And I know they will. They are intercessors. They know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, I mean, we've gone to the edge a few times before they brought us back.
Yeah, so I mean, definitely, definitely. That's definitely a very serious.
God loves your child more than you do.
Mm.
He wants him to do what's right.
Yes. All right, Joe. Let's see here. My husband has cancer. He is in remission now. How do I find the right time to sit down and write out how you want to be remembered or buried?
I don't think there is a good time. It's one of the toughest things in dealing with couples. I think of one couple in particular, very close to my family. Mm-hmm. He refused to get any life insurance. He refused to buy a grave plot. He wouldn't touch death. He thought if he touched it, it's going to be part of him. So he wouldn't touch it. And so, anyhow, she ended up passing away. And it was just a mess. And so, she was buried in one of those above ground things and very close to the family. And I know he hadn't been there one time since he buried her. It's just death scares him. And he's very knowledgeable, very, very intelligent, very well educated. Some people are afraid. They just think, but what happens is you need to do it as early in life as you can when you're happy, when you're smiling, when you got three babies running around the house. Hey, let's call somebody over and let's lay out the end first. Let's lay out the end first. I tell every couple I marry, you know, first thing you need to do, let's get an attorney. Let's get down your last will and testament right now. Mm-hmm. Now, you can change it 1,000 times, but before you say I do, let's get down on one piece of paper and last will and testament. What do you want? Well, I can do this, and I can be buried here. That's all going to change, but at least have it down so that you do have a legal document. No, you said it. We didn't doubt it. Might not have changed it, but, you know, my first wife, wanted to be buried in Tennessee. We were joking about it. Now, after 45 years of marriage, we didn't think about it. We lived there forever, but no, I've been in Oklahoma forever now. Well, she passed away in Oklahoma. It's like, and so the kids, I got six adult kids. What are we going to do? Well, Mom said, don't ever bury me in Oklahoma. I want to be buried in Tennessee. When I come out of that grave with no body, I better be looking at that mountain, not the flat land out in Oklahoma. So it cost me a small fortune because you can't fly a dead body back into Chattanooga. So I spent a fortune having a funeral three states away and flying a dead body in and having the Oyster. And I thought, why'd you do that? Well, because my wife said. So last will and testament. I had to do what she said, and it was expensive. I thought, I'll just stick it to the ground right here, and you won't know till you come out. So, and so everybody's going to end up making their own decision, but the best thing you can do is get a last will and testament early.
I know, but she is past that point. Now, listen, here's what I would say. Obviously, dealing with cancer alone is very emotional,
yes,
and very stressful. So I would together try to just find a quiet time. And I would say at this point, we're going to address it. Don't, you know, say 3 o'clock on Tuesday afternoon, we're going to sit down and just address it. And even if you just do a rough outline, it doesn't have to, you know, consume you, but it does need to be something that
somebody's got to say something eventually.
Yes. So. And those are not easy, but
give them the opportunity to have some input.
Yes, now. definitely.
Now, most time, listen, I've done this for a long time. Most people that are in that situation, they're willing to deal with it right now.
Yeah.
Now, what are you trying to do? Well, I probably had a half a dozen friends whip cancer. Mm-hmm. And I've lost a half a dozen to cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Lost a son-in-law to cancer, you know. But I've had a great friend of mine. He's been cancer-free for 8 years. He should have died 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to fight, you know. But in the middle of fighting, let's make sure we got the legal stuff down pat.
Yeah.
Let's look at the end and get that addressed, and let's go ahead and try to live as long as we possibly can, man. I'm going to the finish line, but
yeah.
Let's sit down and talk about it.
Yes. All right, Joe, what's your advice if you have a hard time staying happy where you are at? Like wanting things like a nice house, but feeling like you always face financial attack.
Well, that means you must be on planet Earth. You must be an Earthling. Everybody faces that. People think, here's the thing. People think, man, they don't have to worry about money. And they don't have to worry about money.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody worries about money. Everybody thinks about money. It consumes people. And so, first thing is, you know, I tell people, if you're dealing about money, the first thing is just sit down a minute and just get a budget. Just get someone a piece of paper. What
no,
do you need?
No, the question is, how do you stay happy where you're at?
Well, the thing is, you got to have a map, a piece of paper. You're not going to be happy where you're at until you know where you're going. You'll be depressed where you're at until Jesus comes, until you know where you're going. And the problem is nobody knows where they're going. And so eternally, are you going to heaven? Yes. Okay, we got that settled. Now, what are we going to do here on earth? Well, I'm going to live here for a while. Well, how long do you expect to live here? Now, the average age in America is 78. So how old are you? 64? You know, well, you're going to have a few more years if you're average. And I like to go beyond average. I've told everybody, my whole family, I'm going to live to be 100. I guarantee you. I'm going the long haul. I got lots of people that have done that. And so let's get it on paper. Where are we going?
Mm-hmm.
And so start planning the future. The only reason you're sad now is because you have no plans. The people I deal with all the time, you got any plans? No. They did a study one time at Harvard University, master's program. And they realized 84% of people graduating from Harvard with a master's degree in business had no plans. 13% had a plan. It wasn't written down. And only 3% had a written down plan. Mm-hmm. This is a secular study. And the 3% that had a plan written down were making 10 times more than the 97% put together because they had a plan. Proverbs 29:19, where there's no vision, the people perish. Where are you going?
Right.
Where you go? I've done it with people that have been laid off. I have got a CEO from a big company coming to me one time, 53 years old. He just lost his big paying job. He said, what am I going to do? My kids are in college. I'm going to lose my house. I'm going to lose everything. I said, well, where do you want to go? What are you going to do in life? And what's your plan? He said, well, I plan to retire from this company. I said, no. What do you think God's called you to do?
Mm-hmm.
And so I gave him a blank piece of paper. And I said, I'm going to give you 5 minutes to write down what you think God's plan is for your life. And today he's very successful doing something not even related to his business. God knows what's going on in your life. He's got something for you to do. But if you need to write it down, write the vision, make it plain. Habakkuk says, write the vision. So I tell them, you know, sit down a minute. Where do you want to be 5 years from now? Where do you want to be 20 years from now? Write one sentence down. Where are you going? Because until you get your future laid out, you're just going to be depressed where you are. It won't change. I mean, I've dealt with teenagers, my own kids, my own family. Until you get an idea of where you're going, today's a mess. Man, today's
right.
a mess.
I mean, you got to find out what your purpose is and what that is. I totally agree with you on that.
Yes.
You know, Joe, sometimes we get questions that are extremely serious.
Very hard.
Yeah, I'm going to read this verbatim, and then we'll just address it when we get to the end, okay?
Okay.
My wife and I have been going through a lot this year. My oldest daughter of 5, she's 15 years old, tried to kill herself. We've rearranged our whole busy lives to get our daughter all the care and appointments she needs. In the midst of all this, my wife started having seizures out of nowhere. So between taking time off for my wife's hospitalization and getting in debt because of 4 mental facility stays for our daughter, we both became very stressed and worn down. Because of stress, I became a very cranky, angry person, and my wife started seeing another man. She told me about 2 weeks that she wanted to be about 2 weeks ago that she wanted to be separated, and she started spending several nights a week at the man's house she's dating. We went to one Christian marriage counseling session, and that counselor told us it has to be a 100% decision on both our parts to fix our marriage. I had to work on being angry and cranky and yelling, and she had to leave this man and give us a chance. She wasn't willing to do her part. So now I find myself living in our home, running the kids to school, doing dinner and appointments, dinner, bedtime, etc., but without my wife. What can I do to bring healing to our marriage and bring my wife back around to God's will for our life?
That's a tough one. And there are a lot of people that live in situations similar to that. And, listen, I've always been a man of strong humor. I came from a big family, and we laughed a lot of things, but there are times you just can't laugh. And what happens is sometimes in a family situation, and people, they laugh when I say it, but I'm very serious. Sometimes good people go stupid on you. They just did. Why? Well, pressure. Everybody feels pressure differently. What makes you nervous doesn't make me nervous. What makes me nervous doesn't make you nervous. We're all different.
Yeah.
And what you have, it's like you try to nip it in the bud as quick as you can, but sometimes all hell comes on you.
It does. It's just an attack from the enemy.
It is trying to get you. I mean, so an angel's been through it. We've all been through it to some degree where you realize, what did I do so wrong?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do anything wrong. I was just born. I mean, the devil, he hates everybody the same. He hates newborn babies and old people and everybody in between. The devil's a hater. He's a murderer. He's a liar. He's going to come at you if he can. And that's why you're to resist him steadfast in the faith. And sometimes faith is an amazing thing. There's great faith, little faith, no faith, weak faith. And you got to maintain that. That's why it's so important to be in a local church and pray and read your Bible. But sometimes hell shows up and you get behind.
Yeah.
It's like, man, I've been slapped to the ground. I'm just trying to get back up. I'm trying to catch my breath. And so his situation, you're going to have to deal with what you can deal with.
Mm.
You cannot control another human.
Right.
I know it may be a spouse. You can't control what they think.
No.
You can pray for them. Lord, take blindness off their mind, lighten their eyes. Love them as best you can, but you've got to go on with your life. You cannot get on the side of the road and sit on a tree stump that this changes, because it's not going to change. You got to make a decision. Now, what am I going to do? My wife's left me. She's with another man. I can't change that. I can tell you what I think about it, but I can't change it. I've got kids to take care of. I got a busy life. Somewhere, God promised he will not leave me nor forsake me. God saw this coming even though I didn't, and God's got a way out. Somewhere in this mess, God has made a way out. I need to stay focused on God and my family, and that's what I'm going to do.
Well, also, first of all, I have deep respect for the fact that you're remaining responsible.
I know.
Your kids need that. You're the safe place for them to land. So, first of all, I respect that so much.
Because you lived that.
I did live that. And I have a lot of respect. And I'll tell you what, you are changing your kids' future by doing that.
Yes.
When all the dust settles on this, you'll see what a difference you're making in their lives. But really, you need a community, and that community is your church.
Yes.
Reach out. Be honest. Tell people you need help.
Yes.
You need support. Go to the pastor. You need counseling.
Yes.
You need a support. I remember one time my daughter, we were in the midst of this, and I found her in her closet crying over her dad, because he felt very much to her like he had rejected not just me, but her as well.
Yeah.
And I told her, I said, well, we need to go to counseling. And so a couple days later, her and I were going to go to counseling. She wanted me to go to the first appointment with her. And we go in, and I thought I was doing pretty good. And we walked in, and the counselor goes, so what are we here for today? And I burst into tears. And Nicole looked at me and said, I thought this was for me. And I go, well, obviously, I still have issues.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're running and you're so busy trying to take care of things and trying to keep afloat that you don't look at yourself.
You don't have time to.
So you've got to reach out to the community, and that's your church. That's your family. That's your extended family.
Yes.
And you can't, there's no way you can do this all by yourself.
Yeah.
So that's first. And your friends, you know, you're going to have to say, hey, I need help. Can you pick up my kids from school? So, but all you can do is take one step at a time. You can't fix it all today, but you can take one step at a time.
And don't be offended at the people you thought your friends are not your friends.
Yeah.
You'll find out who your friends are when you go through hell.
Oh, you will find out real quickly who your friends are.
And you do have them. You do have, but you'll be shocked at the ones that'll support you. Hey, I can pick your kid up. Hey, I can drop. Hey, I'll bring a meal over.
Right.
You know, and you'll be shocked at who will do that, because you got them in your life. You just don't know who they are yet.
Yes. Yes. So, reach out. And but honestly, this is so serious and so big. It's not something we could address properly in a podcast.
Nope.
So you really do need to reach out to your local church and get some counseling.
Yes.
And our prayers are certainly with you and your family.
God has a way. God's got somebody that's going to help you.
Yes. Guys, thank you so much for joining us today. We've had a great time.
Yes, we have.
We love you. Hey, check us out at joemcgee.com. See you next time.
God bless, guys.
Next time.
Leave that on there. Leave that on there. Hey, thanks for listening today. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we are here to help you get there. Make sure and go to our website, joemcgeeministries.com. We've got all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.